Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents By the Grace of the Gods, Volume 2, by Roy. Translated by Mana Z. Narrated by Ray Greenlee. Chapter 2, Episode 1, An Afternoon Off.
The next day, I open my eyes to see the sun's rays shining into the room. Ah, what a good night's sleep. It's been a while since I pulled an all-nighter. The sun seems to be fairly high in the sky, too. Wait, the sun's high in the sky? Oh, no!
Good morning, Master Ryoma.
Save us. What time is it?
Just before noon. You must have been exhausted, since you rested for quite a long time. Would you like to eat?
I appreciate the offer, but I have to go to the guild. I'll eat once I come back.
As you wish, then.
I got myself ready and quickly headed for the guild. There was no time left. I guess I had only one option here. Enshroud my body and divert attention. Conceal. I set up a concealment barrier around my body to hide myself, then activated the neutral magic, physical enhancement. Magic energy wrapped around my body, allowing me to leap up to the roof of a nearby building with my enhanced physical ability. Then, I ran along the rooftops as a shortcut. I would use the space magic teleport whenever I ran out of places to step, allowing me to run towards the guild in pretty much a straight line.
Excuse me!
I burst into the guild in a fluster, and was led to a room where everyone else was already gathered.
You're finally here, Ryoma. That makes everyone.
Sorry for the wait.
You're just in time. Don't worry about it. Now, it's time to talk rewards.
The allocation of rewards was conducted, and I received the original reward for the cleaning job of 3 medium silver coins, as well as 30 small gold coins. Everyone else each received 10 small gold coins.
Hey, hold on. This is rather generous.
Ain't it, though? We'll take what we're given, but you do know we were just on lookout duty, right?
Isn't the reward a little too high? I understand there was a risk of contracting the epidemic, but seeing as we didn't do anything directly with it, just half of this would be appropriate.
Nope, that amount is correct. And the reason for that is... Ryoma.
Yes?
According to you, the epidemic in that pit toilet was the Itake virus, right?
Yes. I verified it with appraisal, so there's no mistaking it.
In which case, I've received information that it was a fairly severe situation. I know an old lady who's familiar with this stuff. She said its mortality rate would be relatively low for an epidemic, but it spreads easily and has awful after effects that leave survivors without mobility, rendering them as good as dead. That's why the reward is this high. Even if the mortality rate is low, the elderly and children would still be susceptible to death, and those who survive wouldn't be able to work anymore.
Everyone broke out in a cold sweat at those words. It really was awful. Depending on the severity of the after effects, being unable to work meant being unable to make a living. That would have been fatal in this world, where insurance and government protection didn't exist. In the end, people would die of starvation.
Thank goodness it was stopped early, nya?
In a way, it's more terrifying than an epidemic with a high mortality rate.
At least if you died, that would be the end of it. But if surviving meant living in hell, then...
The public office has received a good scolding over this incident, and several people, including the head, have been arrested. Those that remained were making a clamor about how to go about cleaning the communal toilet pits in the future. You can't leave them to the guys from the slums? Unfortunately not. The head of the public office was fired for withholding pay over this incident, but they no longer trust that they'll be paid the correct amount. And most guys from the slums have found new work already. Unlike other towns, we're close to the mines, so there's no lack of employment if you're willing to get your hands dirty doing labor. If they can get money elsewhere, they're not going to bother with the work cleaning the toilet pits. The fault was with the public office this time, so it's not like they're in a position to make demands about quitting working for them. They've basically given up on hiring from the slums.
So what will you do? It was lucky that Ryoman noticed it this time, but we can't go through this every time.
That's true. Actually, it was forced upon the guild yesterday. They said they'd pay us to deal with it. I guess I have no choice but to make those who regularly fail at jobs or break contracts to do so as a penalty. We'll entrust that to you. I'm sure you'll come up with a solution. Easy for you to say.
It's okay. I'll keep accepting the requests while I'm in town, so please use that time to think of a plan.
That would be great.
Yeah? Did you come from another town, Ryoma?
Come to think of it, I hadn't had the chance to tell everyone yet since I was immediately on the job. I explained the series of events that led me to Gemmeltown. Living alone in a forest at 8 years old? How reckless.
Will you return to the Forest of Ghana?
I'm not sure. I'm very fond of the house in the forest I inhabited for 3 years, but I may end up living in the forest around here instead. No. If you want to live nearby, you should stay in town. Why would you go out of your way to live in the forest? I can make a house from magic and hunt for food. It actually makes for a pretty comfortable life, you know? I don't need any money either.
Ryoma, I believe thou may still be too young to discard the world like that.
That's true. I did realize that too, faintly.
Well, think carefully about it so you don't end up having regrets. We'll be grateful to have you around, but there's no need to stay in this town longer than you're comfortable with. You should live freely, the way you want to. At any rate, the guys involved in the embezzlement this time had their assets seized on top of being fired, and those subordinates who didn't speak up had their pay deducted. That leaves more money to put into the town's maintenance fees. In the worst case, we can use the money to hire help as needed. Now, I've handed you your rewards and said my piece. There's one last message I have to pass on. The day after tomorrow, a large request will be coming in. There's a mine that's closing this year, but it's pretty much been abandoned since last year. Many monsters have nested inside the mine. They're all small fry, but the area is large, so we're recruiting a number of adventurers. I hope you'll all participate with enthusiasm. That's all. Dismissed!
With the meeting over, everyone went on their own ways, and I returned to the inn. The young miss and her family were waiting for me at the inn. Apparently, they were waiting so we could all have lunch together. I thanked them and took my seat when the young miss started talking to me.
Ryoma, would you like to train together?
Why so suddenly?
I am going to start practicing magic from today. That's why I thought it would be nice for you to join, too.
Actually, the trip we're on right now is also meant to be practical experience for Elia.
According to them, the Jamil ducal family had a custom of sending their children on a journey once they reached a certain age, sometimes letting them become an adventurer if they so wished.
Going on a journey to widen your views and knowledge is a good thing. However, there are many things required to do that, like having the strength to protect oneself. We could have just sent escorts with her, but that would have been restrictive. With no hard work to put into it, there would only be half as much to gain. That is why our goal is to give Elia the strength to protect herself.
Even if she didn't go on that journey, there would still be times when she may need to participate in extermination of monsters and bandits in our domain.
Reinbach and Reinhardt explained, surprising me a little.
Even the young miss?
The participation of a noble in an extermination increases the scale, you know, and it isn't limited to Elia. We have to show the public that we're protecting our domain, and we also raise morale this way. That's why she needs strength to an extent.
I see. And gender differences didn't matter when it came to magic either.
That's why I'll be attending school in the capital beginning this year, studying and learning magic. Which is why I wanted to gain some experience before that.
I see. So that's why you came here.
That's right. I was training from morning until just earlier, and I'll be continuing in the afternoon. Would you like to participate in that training too, Ryoma?
Yeah, it sounded like a good opportunity. I had promised to teach her how to play with magic before,
and I would love to learn things myself if it wasn't a bother. When I said that, they readily agreed to me joining the afternoon training session. With the training being for magic, they were apparently holding it in a rocky area roughly 20 minutes out of town by horse carriage.
After lunch.
The carriage arrived at the rocky area where Jill was waiting for us.
"We've been waiting for you, young miss. You too, Rioma. It must have been a tiring 3 days."
"Thank you too, Jill. I've heard you've been busy yourself."
"Fairly so."
"Come on, let's begin already," the young miss said with giddy impatience. She seemed to be really looking forward to playing with magic. "By the way, which elements can you use? I'll need to know so that I can teach you how to play as well." "I specialize in fire and ice magic. I have lots of magic energy, so if I train more, I'll be able to fire lots of powerful magic." The way she said "lots of powerful magic" made it sound like her strength was in firepower, and in fire and ice magic of all things. "Is there a problem?" "Water and earth magic are safer than fire and ice, so there won't be as much that you can play with."
"You certainly wouldn't want to play with fire in a forest."
"Forest fires are no joke,"
Hughes and Jill muttered from where they were standing at a distance. They were exactly right, though the least favorable element to play with was actually poison, in my opinion. "For fire magic, I can only teach you this. Darkness. Little fire flower." After I used the dark elemental magic darkness to darken the space above my hand, I pointed using my index finger and illuminated the darkness with little sparks of fire for several seconds. It was a magic based on sparklers.
"It's beautiful."
"That's right."
"Oh, it's gone."
"It feels a little sad to see it end." Well, sparklers had that effect too. There was no point to this magic other than being pretty to look at. I wanted to recreate large fireworks too, but my magic wasn't quite good enough for that yet. As for ice elemental magic, there was ice skating and ice sculptures to play with. After making the first piece of ice, magic was only used to keep it cold, but the scale was rather large. And while I could make ice sculptures with my experience as a part-time sculpting assistant in my past life, it took time to learn and do well. Depending on what was being sculpted, stamina would be required to stack the blocks of ice, and there was a risk in getting hurt if the stack collapsed. Although that was what made the pay good, and it also kept the cave cool when I left it in the corner on a hot day. Something smaller scaled would have been making a lens from ice and using it to gather light and spark a fire, but that honestly wasn't something that could be enjoyed for very long. If you wanted a spark, it would be 100 times faster just to use fire magic anyway.
"How about water then? I'm not good at it, but I can use water magic too."
"In that case, here's something. For example, bubbly water." I joined the fingertips of both hands to create water inside the circle. But that water was more viscous than normal water, creating a membrane across my hand. I blew gently at it to create a bubble the size of a head and released it into the air. If I used the wind magic breeze to blow a stronger wind at the remaining membrane, countless smaller bubbles would float upwards. The clear blue sky could be seen in the background. Nothing obstructed the sunlight shining on the bubbles drifting softly through the windless air. The light reflecting off the surface sparkled like iridescent starlight. Eventually, they popped and disappeared.
"Oh my, that was interesting. They looked like soap bubbles."
"It's beautiful."
The water that could create bubbles seemed to be a hit with the women. Soap was used by the general population, but it was expensive, so they wouldn't use it on this. The men looked like they enjoyed it as well.
"This is a water magic that gives the water viscosity. For example, water. Wave."
I used my hand as a cup to pour water in, then moved it with a different magic.
"Wave is a basic magic that creates ripples on the water surface, but this is done by using water magic on water magic to make movement.
That's why when you practice it, here!
With a shout, I launched the water in my hand up high. Normally, gravity would bring the water back down, but it didn't fall at all. Everyone around me looked up to see the sphere of water floating above my head. Of course, I was using the magic that moved water to keep it there. Since there was a water magic called Water Ball that launched a sphere of water as an attack, the reactions around me were still lukewarm. That's why this was only the start.
Ooh!
I moved the water until the shape changed into that of a goldfish, causing light voices of surprise around me. After 3 years of boredom, my water goldfish was accurate down to the last scale. When I moved it through the air while bending it periodically,
it looks like it's swimming through the air.
How clever.
Everyone applauded me, but that just made me feel shy.
Well, this is just one way of using water. When I was thinking of a way to put magic into the water for viscosity, I made the bubbly water earlier. I imagined connecting the individual droplets of water together.
Like this? Bubbly water!
The young miss was able to make a water viscous enough to create a membrane between her hands, but it would break as soon as she blew lightly at it. Use a little more water elemental magic and imagine the water being like a sticky slime sticky solution. She was already halfway there, so I tried giving a more concrete example. Then, the young miss eagerly released her magic energy as she chanted the spell.
Bubbly water!
This time, the water that was created was clearly more viscous. She blew into the ring she made with her fingers, and a new bubble danced into the sky.
I did it!
The size will vary greatly depending on how hard you blow, and with a little more practice and magic control, you can even do this. Once again, I made another bubble, this time with more magical energy. I stopped it at the size of a basketball and made it float before me, then lightly smacked it.
Here!
Huh?
The bubble distorted heavily, but didn't pop as it floated over to the young miss. The young miss, who had been watching with interest nearby, caught the bubble and juggled it from hand to hand.
This one didn't disappear like the others.
If you use more magic energy, the bubble becomes strong enough to stay intact even if you touch it. It will pop under a large enough force and disappear eventually, though. For the record, this bubble was purely made from water, so it was safe for both humans and the environment. Even if a young child ate one, it wouldn't hurt them at all.
For some reason, it's starting to look like a slime to me.
The young miss poked the bubble and gleefully watched it wobble. Seeing her enjoy herself made teaching her worthwhile. If I had a chance in the future, I'd teach her some other elemental magic tricks, too.
Chapter 2, Episode 2, Magic Practice.
Now, shall we begin?
After playing with the bubbles for a while, it was time to start today's training.
Young miss, you'll be continuing with your magic control lessons from this morning. Master Ryoma, do you have any requests?
I'd like to learn attack magic for each of the elements. Like I mentioned previously at the church, I've barely used any attack magic.
That was right. In that case, the best person would be...
me, right?
Sabus's gaze landed on Camille. It seemed like he would be in charge of teaching me.
Ryoma can use all elements, is that correct? I can use all the lower elemental magics, as well as lightning and ice magic. I can't teach higher elemental magics like poison and wood, but I know the basics of everything else.
Is that so? Then I will be in your care, Camille.
Same here.
Then, Ryoma, we will see you later.
The young miss would be training elsewhere, which the wife informed me of before they left. I saw them off in confusion. Weren't we going to train in the same place? When I asked Camille, he answered,
"It's for safety, I guess. You've heard how the young miss has a lot of magical energy, right?"
"Yes, I was informed."
She has trouble controlling magic because of it. It hasn't happened recently, but in the past the magic she fired would fly in random directions, and each shot has several times more force than that used in actual combat.
That certainly sounded dangerous.
But like I said, that's in the past. It barely ever happens anymore. Today is more like a precaution.
Camille seemed to be heavily emphasizing that it was okay now. Maybe it was awkward because he was talking about someone he worked for. I felt bad pressing the topic further, so I suggested we get to practicing.
Good idea. We should begin, too. You can use a little bit of attack magic, right?
Yes. I can only use the basic attack magics, though.
Okay. Can you show me all the attack magics you can use?
I understand. I faced a nearby boulder and launched the basic attack magics of the fire, water, wind, earth, lightning, ice, and poison elements. Fireball, waterball, wind cutter, earth needle, stun, ice shot, and poison, respectively.
Yep, you've got the basics down well. You'll be able to learn the next magic easy. First, I'll show you an example of each, then you can try for yourself.
Please do.
Here I go, then. First is the fire magic, Fire Arrow.
The moment Camille chanted the spell, fire converged at his hand to take the shape of an arrow. He threw it straight at the boulder. The arrow hit the target boulder directly, bursting into flames with a light sound.
First is the elementary attack fire magic Fire Arrow. It flies faster than Fireball and has more penetration power, too. This is the easiest and most popular fire magic to use. Give it a go.
Okay. I recalled Camille's fire arrow and tried to recreate it. I created enough fire for a fireball in my hand and compressed it, imagining the shape of an arrow.
Fire arrow!
The fire arrow I launched was formed just like Camille's magic, flying through the air and bursting upon impact with the boulder.
Yep, that's a success. You're very quick on the uptake, being able to do it in one go.
Huh? In times like this, wasn't the typical reaction in light novels to be suspicious? Should I brush it off?
I use a bow and arrow, so it was easy to imagine. I see. That must have contributed to it.
Contributed?
Yep. It happens sometimes with people who aren't magicians, but have high magic-related skill levels. The magic they use in their daily lives gives them the capacity to use attack magic they haven't formally learned yet. With those kinds of people, a little bit of practice and clear imagination allows them to use it. Depending on the person, they can learn it with 2 or 3 tries.
Oh, so there was nothing abnormal about learning magic fast. That was good. Come to think of it, the young miss was able to use bubbly water in 2 tries earlier, too. If I had noticed that, I wouldn't have needed to worry. After that, we continued in a similar manner until I learned the attack magics Water Shot, Wind Hammer, Rock Bullet, Stun Arrow, and Ice Arrow. I also learned the defense magics Firewall, Water Wall, Wind Shield, and Ice Shield in no time at all. But in return, a little problem occurred.
I've run out of things to teach you. We can move on to intermediate stuff or work on improving your speed.
It seemed like my magic learning speed wasn't abnormal, but it was still fast, leaving me with nothing else to learn for today. That was when Sabus appeared.
Is something troubling you?
Sabus!
Ryoma's been so quick on the uptake, he's learned everything for today already.
I see, so that's what happened. In that case, I can teach him from here, since I can teach space magic.
Oh, that would be awesome. I could learn space magic from one of the leading magicians in space magic in the kingdom.
Then my job here is done. Do your best, Ryoma.
Thank you very much, Camille. I look forward to learning from you, Sabus. I thanked Camille and bowed my head at Sabus with a merry smile.
Then let us begin. First, just to confirm,
Can you use any space magic other than item box?
I can use teleport.
Could you demonstrate it?
Yes, of course. Teleport.
Sabus's sighed. Master Ryoma activated his teleport and appeared next to the nearby boulder. He continued to activate it 4 more consecutive times. After moving around the area, he returned to me. Due to the nature of teleportation magic spontaneously moving the caster to a different location, it wasn't uncommon to see beginners lose their balance immediately after landing. But I couldn't see any sign of that. Wonderful. It was a basic level of magic, but I could see how experienced he was through his activation speed and natural movements before and after. He seemed to have learned it well, practicing via repetition. That was splendid, Master Ryoma. If you can do that much already, I believe you'd be able to use the intermediate magic Dimension Home and mid-range teleportation magic Warp.
Really?
Yes, really. Master Ryoma, do you know the reason why space magic is categorized as the hardest to use of the higher elements?
No, I don't know.
Then, could you explain how to use space magic?
It's built upon the basis of using magic energy to interfere with air and distort it.
Exactly. However, most people are tripped up by the basic step of using magic energy to interfere with space. Space is something that is always present, but it is rare to find people who are aware of it enough to use it in their magic. Most textbook examples of space magic had vague wording such as engulfing all that is of this world, which left the majority of people with an unclear image within themselves, making their interference incomplete. All that was required was a comprehensive grasp of where one was located and where the space to use magic was. But this wasn't something that could be explained. Understanding through language is still incomplete. One could only gain a sense of space through repetitive practice. Without that sense, there was no using intermediate or above space magic. Many people are shocked by this, but elementary and intermediate space magic are actually the same.
Huh?
Heh. He was as surprised as I expected. Long before we were born, there was no elementary space magic. And some even say there was no division between elementary and intermediate magic at all. The reason was because the first step to space magic was to have a proper sense of space. Those who did not have that would fail or have incomplete space magic. But as times changed, the number of space magicians decreased and fell in overall quality. Thus, what was formerly basic magic became intermediate magic, and incomplete intermediate magic became elementary magic.
Does that mean I can use the intermediate Dimension Home and Warp in the same way I use Item Box and Teleport?
Yes. Dimension Home will need supplementary explanation, but that is correct for Warp. Extend your teleportation range even further than teleport. As long as you have a firm grasp of your destination, you can go as far as your magic energy will allow you. Let's see. How about you try the top of that boulder over there first? I pointed to the furthest boulder within visible range. The top of it was flat, so it had the perfect space to stand. It wasn't tall enough to cause great harm from falling either.
I'll give it a go.
Master Ryoma immediately took up the challenge. An earnest attitude like that made teaching more worthwhile. How many magic students have I had now? Being born with a talent for space magic. In my youth, I was zealous about making use of my talent while working for the Jameel House, devoting myself to training and studying as a butler. When I journeyed with the previous head of the family, that magic proved to be useful. After the journey was over, I assisted the previous head every day. It was from that time on that I was hailed as one of the kingdom's leading space magicians. Being on the move while transporting all of the previous master's belongings in my dimension home
played a large role in that. I was in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?